Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League. Grid, get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. Got a bit of a pivot here in hour 3. You guys are used to Casey Bubba, but he cannot make it today. So I'm bringing in my friendo, Xavier Trish, at Xavier underscore Trish, T-R-I-C-H-E, on the Twitter machine. And we're going to be talking about some NFL, but I usually do CFP Winning Edge with Xavier, but you have other podcasts you do too. So let everyone know all the shows that they can find you on and where they can find all your work.
Yeah, if you want to find all of my work, it's all retweeted from my page, as you said, Xavier underscore Trish on Twitter and Instagram. I typically post there as well. I have an NBA show, Traveling Violation, the podcast that I do that's posted every Tuesday evening or Tuesday afternoon. You can also catch a new podcast I'm releasing with my mom here in the next week.
Nice.
That will be we're firing it up. We'll record our first episode March this coming Sunday, which is coming up, and it'll be posted the following Monday. So yeah, excited about that one as well. And yeah, thank you for having me a part of the podcast.
Of course. And look, we're going to be talking a lot of NFL here. Xavier likes baseball, but not nearly as much as Bubba. So we're going to save baseball moves for Bubba next week. Obviously, spring training opening the last couple days as well. But the NFL is never dead. And I mean, it has just been a hotbed of action. So we're just going to go division by division here to talk about these moves here. And let's start out in the AFC East with the Buffalo Bills, the champs of the East last season. They bring in Von Miller. They brought in Daquan Jones. They brought in Roger Saffold, Tim Settle, and OJ Howard so far through free agency. So obviously Von Miller being the big move here, swooped him out from underneath the Rams, which, you know, look, the money pays, plus the Bills are also good. So if he's ring chasing, the Bills are just as good of an option as the Rams here. So what do you think about this deal of Miller going to the Bills?
Yeah, I think it's a great deal on the short term for them. I would say the 6 years, 120 is a little too rich for my blood. But the idea,
I think practically it turns into like 3 years, 54, because the last 3 years are not guaranteed or whatever.
Exactly. And they pretty much are just like allowing him to kind of, you know, saunter off in the sunset with his money, with his years. Von Miller is 32 years old. So by the end of his contract, he'd be 38. They probably feel like if they had a lick of defense, they would have beat Patrick Mahomes last year. And I'm not going to disagree with them on that. So if this feels like this gets you over the hump and allows you to compete for a championship, we saw what pass rush was able to do this year in the playoffs. By all means, go get your guy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, great move for the Bills getting a star edge rusher. The Pats kind of quiet. Ty Montgomery, Terrence Mitchell, and They traded for Mac Wilson, so not a lot going on for them. I think the biggest move they did was original round tender Jacoby Myers. Yes. So, and they traded Shaq Mason. So I think the Patriots build is going to be through the draft, right?
Correct. And obviously, they also let J.C. Jackson walk this year for free agency, and we'll get to that. But I will say, don't completely overlook the Ty Montgomery move. And the only reason why I say that is I think Debo Samuel may have, you know, lit up some eyes for some offensive coordinators here. And if you guys know anything about Ty Montgomery, this was a former receiver in college, has played both receiver and running back while he was in the NFL. I think he did so for the Packers. So don't be too surprised if you see Ty Montgomery as, like, you know, one of those sleeper guys that you pick up in free agency in week 7.
Saints used him that way too. And the Jets did a little bit, but I think he's more of a running back for the Jets. The Dolphins here, in terms of this division, the Dolphins have made the most moves. Raheem Mostert, Chase Edmonds, Trent Sherfield, Alec Ingold, Connor Williams from Dallas, Teddy Bridgewater to back up Cedric Wilson. So a lot of great moves for the Dolphins, obviously bringing in Mike McDaniel as their new head coach. So a lot of great moves here. What do you think of what the Dolphins have been doing?
They're giving Tua everything he can get. Hey Tua, we're giving you literally everything you could ask for, and if you work, you work, and if you don't, you don't. You know, their head coach said, I want to give Tua, you know, I love Tua, and I'm going to untap whatever potential he has left. But that, you know, the way to do that is to surround him with as much talent as possible.
Yeah, and it's a smart move. You have a, you know, look, the Browns just tried to do it with Baker, right? So whenever you have a player that is probably below average, specifically a quarterback, you give him all the weapons that he can possibly handle. I feel like the Jets are having kind of a nice offseason here, under the radar. There are a lot of teams that have done a ton of moves. Tyler Conklin, they signed. Jacob Martin from Houston, they signed today as we're recording this. Jordan Whitehead, DJ Reed, CJ Uzama, and Lincoln Tomlinson. So little moves, no big splashy move for them, but right. You know, these are little incremental moves that can make them better this season.
Yeah, and I really love the Jordan Whitehead move. You know, there was a tweet that I saw that was literally highlighting how he would be able to stop Josh Allen from running all over the Jets next year. Like, that was his sole purpose of being picked up. But I think, like you said, very, very supplemental moves that I think at the end of the day make them just a little bit better.
Yeah, and we're going to have more moves here. Obviously, I think that in terms of improvement in this division, Dolphins improved the most. Yes. You know, Patriots kind of were stagnant, and Buffalo kept pace, I feel like, with some of these huge moves that we've seen going on here. So we are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll hit a couple more AFC divisions in terms of the NFL offseason moves. So stick with us. We'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why the f*** is it called
In This League?
Because who could be scared of it?
In This League.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he?
What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm
In This League.
I've just moved in. My wife has got better cast veins.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter, @BogmanSports. If you would, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, where we've got all kinds of goodies for you. GroupMe rooms, live streams, you know, rankings. We're going to have listener leagues coming up soon. We'll have entry leagues if y'all are interested in that for baseball coming up. So all kinds of great stuff over at the In This League Patreon. Please check that out if you would. I'm here with Xavier Trish. Follow him on the Twitter @Xavier_Trish, T-R-I-C-H-E. Talk about these NFL moves, and we're about to get to my favorite team, what I'm very excited about. A lot of moves in the AFC North here. The Bengals, the champs, not a lot. Obviously, C.J. Uzama left. Hayden Hurst they brought in. They improved the offensive line a little bit with Alex Kappa. I think they might have signed another offensive lineman I'm missing here, but the Bengals focusing on the O-line, that is the big improvement that they need, right, Xavier? Obviously, that was a big thing. Sacked 7 times in the Super Bowl, 9 times in the divisional round. So it's just improving that line, right?
It got to be. I mean, you got, you know, there has to be more moves on the horizon for them offensively. I would not be surprised if they were in the Lyle Collins sweepstakes. They've got to do whatever they can to keep their investment upright in Joe Burrow, because we see what happens when he is upright.
The Ravens are going to add way more by just guys coming off of the injured reserve. 20 plus guys on season ending injured reserve by the end of the season for Baltimore. They're already the favorites to win the AFC North. They have added Morgan Moses at right tackle, Marcus Williams at safety, formerly of the Saints. These are good small moves for them. But like I said, the biggest move for Baltimore will be getting these guys
just
injured,
being healthy.
To come back. So I don't think there's a lot brewing with Baltimore now.
Although,
go ahead, please.
I will say the Za'Darius Smith situation has got to be up there atop some of the weirdest situations already. And I know you're rubbing your hands because
I love it.
Because it's amazing for you, but I just thought it was absolutely hilarious that it was a done deal. And then today,
Za'Darius Smith backed right out. That was the second one, because the Bills almost had McKissick. And that was reported to be done, and he went back to Washington. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of strange little ones, but here's a strange story. My favorite strange story of the offseason, Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns in this drama has reached a head. The Browns obviously were digging in on the Deshaun Watson trade scenario. Looks like, as we're recording this, the Saints are the number one option for him. We'll get to the Saints in a little bit, but Baker Mayfield has now requested a trade after what was specifically said was this will end even if they don't get Deshaun because the Browns want an adult at quarterback, which, wow. They also got Jakeem Grant. They brought in Taven Bryan and traded for Chase Winovich. But the Baker Mayfield news, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo might be on the horizon for them. Colin Kaepernick is still out there and getting a little bit of interest. So they're out for the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. But where do you want to see Baker go if he's not in Cleveland? Because I don't think he's going to want to go back up somewhere.
Josina Anderson said that there was some interest from the Seahawks already, even though the Browns have suggested that they're not going to trade Baker. There has been some interest elsewhere. I think, you know, I would love to see him in Seattle, personally, to be honest with you. I would love to see him with receivers and with an offensive line that, you know, where he would have to kind of just make, you know, I won't say makeshift his own ability there, but at the end of the day, we all saw him, what he did in Cleveland, and he landed on that running game. So the last thing I want to see him do is go to Indianapolis and look the exact same as what he did in Cleveland. So put him in a weird situation, and I think Seattle would be that weird situation for him to go to.
Okay, yeah, Seattle wouldn't be bad. I think maybe backing up your boy Matt Ryan in Atlanta for a year and maybe seeing what's what after that could be something for him. You know, maybe going and sitting somewhere for a year might not be the worst option. But I tell you what. I bet you Washington wishes they had waited on the Carson Wentz thing, because I would, I don't like Baker, but I would much rather have Baker than Carson Wentz now.
Carson Wentz.
Carson's, I think he still has a shot, but his confidence has got to be crushed
in the mud.
Being traded. Yeah. Two times in 2 years for a quarterback is just not a good scenario at all whatsoever. The last team in this division here, the Steelers, my Steelers, Mitch Trubisky, James Daniels, Mason Cole, Miles Jack, Levi Wallace, and re-sign Akilah Weatherspoon just today. So a lot of moves for Pittsburgh, having a decent offseason. I am very happy about Mitch Trubisky, as you know. Really for me, it's just not having Mason Rudolph. So that's more of what it is. I think this gives Trubisky a fair shot, which I don't think he had in Chicago either. And he can either be the bridge to the next guy in Pittsburgh, or he can be the next guy in Pittsburgh if he earns it. So I think this is a good deal for both sides, affordable deal for Pittsburgh too, and obviously the biggest part of their offseason. So what do you think of Pittsburgh's moves here?
Yeah, I love, outside of the Trubisky deal, I love going to get James Daniels, a young guy with a lot of upside, has the ability to slot right in at right guard or left guard, depending on where you want to play him. I also love the Miles Jack deal. I think that's a prove-it deal, in my opinion. Yes, it was for 2 years, but I think it's a prove-it contract deal. And as you, as we have talked about before, the linebacker spot for you guys have been in flux for probably the last two-ish seasons.
Ever since Shazier got hurt, yeah.
Yeah, so I think giving a guy like Miles Jack the ability to come in right away and go somewhere like that, Mike Tomlin is going to have him all over the field. So I really like that move for you guys as well.
Yeah, I really like I like that deal. I don't think I'm as happy about it as some other people are, but I tell you what, I'm hoping out a little bit for Tyrann Mathieu. So a little bit. Steelers got some cap space, so we'll see if that can happen. Going over to the AFC South, the Colts get Yannick Ngakoue on a trade and Brandon Faison. Not a lot of moves for the Colts outside of trading Carson Wentz and acquiring draft picks. So obviously, their big moves are going to be through the draft plus the quarterback move that has not happened yet. Jimmy G, a big rumor to them. What do you think about the Colts offseason so far, Xavier?
Yeah, it's all just contingent on what they're going to do going forward as far as, you know, who they get from, as a quarterback going into next year, whether they go for one of the older guys, Matt Ryan, or they go for a younger arm with a Jimmy Garoppolo. This team, we all know, with the right quarterback there, is on the precipice of competing for a championship with that defense. And kudos to them for getting draft capital, because obviously they lost a ton of it while picking up guys like DeForest Buckner and other. So, yeah.
The Titans haven't really done anything. Jamarco Jones, and they cut Julio Jones. That was a little bit of a surprise. Do you think maybe that was too early to be cutting Julio Jones? And where do you see as a good landing? He might be signed by the time you're listening to this, but where do you see as a good landing spot for Julio?
Julio Jones coming back to Atlanta. That's my feeling about that. I genuinely do not think there's many teams in the league right now that one will kick the tires on him. And secondarily, I think that he probably just wants to finish off a career where he was loved already. I will say that their moves their lack thereof has been a little weird for me. I thought they would maybe be in the quarterback carousel that's going on. Maybe they get the kicking the tires on Baker Mayfield. I'm not sure. But, you know, after the performance that Tannehill had in that playoff game, there's no way I thought they were going to come into this offseason just kind of content with the fact that they had Ryan Tannehill at quarterback.
Yeah. I'm not so surprised that they aren't in on some of these QBs, but I thought, you know, I feel like you could have got something for Julio. Trade him. He probably has a full no trade clause, but you probably could have got something back for him. So seeing him get released and also so late in the process tells me that something happened there in the front office. Julio, you know, they asked him in maybe to restructure. Things got heated.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, and he's out. So he didn't add a lot for Tennessee last season anyway. I would love to see the Titans bring someone else in, but, you know, they have been sitting on their hands so far. We will come back after the break here and talk about the two other teams in this division who are making a boatload of moves so far. The Texans and the Jaguars doing a lot. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise-ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In This League.
This is the way.
Stop touching things.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm joined by Xavier Trish at Xavier_Trish, TRICHE. And we are going over all of these offseason moves. We're going division by division here. We are in the AFC South, where two teams with gigantic moves here. The Jaguars signing Christian Kirk to maybe one of the most ridiculous deals in NFL history. Brandon Scherff, Full State Olakun, which I think might be their best move. The linebacker, Zay Jones, Evan Ingram, Darius Williams. The Jaguars are burning cash right now, Xavier. Obviously bringing in a new coaching staff as well. Lots of big changes going on in Jacksonville. So, Doug Peterson is making the moves, and they are definitely going to be better, right? I mean, they got the number one pick in the draft coming up too. So lots of moving and shaking for Jacksonville right now. What do you think of the moves that they've made?
I think the moves are great. Yeah, I know you're going to crap on the Christian Kirk move, but I think that was necessary them to get a guy. You could say it's terrible, but they needed
a
number
you can get him, receiver. But you did not have – what I would rather pay Julio Jones what he had – whatever he's going to get than pay Kirk. Kirk has never had a 1,000-yard season, and he played in an air raid. DeAndre Hopkins was on the other side. Why – Kyler just can't throw the ball to the slot? Is that what we're saying? And Trevor's going to be able to? Okay.
Yes.
I mean,
He was he was borderline 1,000 yards this year. He had 982. I think this is a guy who's he's only 25 years of age. He's only played 4 years in the league. You gotta pay up. Like you gotta pay up. That's essentially
that
what
much. He's the third highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, Xavier.
That'll be for right now. That'll literally change by the time
Devontae will get extended. Yeah, I know, but I mean, come on, man. Still a lot of money. Christian Kirk deserve top 10 money?
I think for his
age. Do you have Kirk or Juju?
Probably Kirk at this rate.
Oh, my God.
Juju's broken.
Juju's broken. Juju is, I think he's still younger than Kirk, by the way. So
he's got
been in the league for 5 years. So whatever. We're just not going to agree on that one. I think the other moves are great. I think Olakun is great. I think that's a fantastic move for their defense. Going to improve them a ton. Brandon Scherff, you got to improve this offensive line. Evan Ingram is fine. I didn't really like that deal, but a pass catcher. They're going to trade LaVisca. They're going to get a pick for him. So I like the other moves that they're making. The Texans are the ones that are quietly having a really, really good offseason. And obviously they're going to get a lot of draft capital in the Deshaun Watson deal, wherever he ends up deciding to go. And if you guys didn't know, the way that worked was the Texans had to approve the trade package before they would even let anyone talk to Deshaun. So a lot going on that they will receive a lot of picks. They already have the number two pick in the draft. But they signed Jalen Reeves-Maybin from Detroit, re-signed Royce Freeman, Scott Quisenberry on the offensive line, Dario Ogunbowale as the special teamer, Blake Cashman they traded for. They signed Kyle Allen to back up Davis Mills. Ogbonaya Okoronkwo out of the Rams I thought was an excellent move. He's going to be a really good pass rusher for them. MJ Stewart, AJ Khan on the offensive line, Reggie Robinson. So once again, not many sexy moves at all, but little incremental moves that it's going to help Lovie Smith and his new staff in Houston. What do you think of those moves?
Yeah, what I love most about them is I think it shows that they're bought into what they've got already. I think that there weren't, like you said, they weren't massive splash moves. They didn't go out there and try to, overpay guys to bring in some big names into Houston. I think they're saying to themselves, we're going to get a huge package for Deshaun no matter where he goes. We're going to be able to build off of that. I genuinely believe they love Davis Mills, and they're going to be able to stay there, and they'll build around him as much as possible. In the least bit, what you do is you build a good team, and then if Davis Mills doesn't pan out, you go get a number one quarterback. That does. Yeah. And that's a really good scheme to go by. And Houston, and this is something you see a lot in the NBA, but Houston's doing what we like to call in the NBA circles a soft rebuild, where it's not, we're not going to completely tear it down, but we're just going to tear it down enough for us to be still a competent team. And when the time comes for us to get an elite player at the quarterback position, we can do that.
Division is winnable right now. Tennessee taking some hits. Jacksonville is in rebuild mode. And the Colts just got rid of their quarterback. Sam Ehlinger is their starting quarterback. I love my man Sammy, but I don't know if he's an NFL caliber starter. Going to the AFC West, the Chiefs have only made one move. Justin Reed, they signed. He will be the Tyrann Mathieu replacement. So they're going to lose a little bit on defense. But these small losses are going to happen when you back up the Brinks truck and pay Patrick Mahomes $500 million, right? So not a lot going on there. The Chargers have made some enormous moves. They traded for Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson, Sebastian Joseph Day, and Austin Johnson. So they already have a good offense. Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, Justin Herbert, and they're going to have draft picks to add too. Now they have really souped up this defense. Khalil Mack on the other side of Bosa is fantastic. J.C. Jackson allows Asante Samuel to kick back inside. So a lot of good moves for the Chargers that in that defense is going to be better. Do you think they're contenders in this division now? Because this division is rough.
Gotta be. I mean, the one thing that you could say from the Chargers last year was probably the fact that their defense was missing just that little, that second piece. You had Bosa, but, you know, losing Melvin Ingram, him obviously going to the Steelers last year, you could see that there was a little bit of a hole there. And you know, I think Khalil Mack is going to be great as a number two. Him not being having to be the number one guy is going to be exactly what revitalizes his career. He may even hit double digits next year, to be perfectly honest with you. I love the move for J.C. Jackson in a division that features Mahomes, Wilson, and Derek Carr. You need to get guys that can cover, and that's going to be a really good move for them as well. So I love what the Chargers are doing, and these are the things you can do when you have a quarterback on a rookie on a rookie contract. These are the moves right. You have to make. Yep.
These are the steps you have to take for sure. The Broncos obviously trade for Russ Wilson. Eric Tomlinson signed there as a blocking tight end. Randy Gregory and DJ Jones soup up that defensive line a ton. So, I mean, are they the favorites, the Broncos, now with Russell Wilson? Or are you still betting on the Chiefs? Who are you taking in this division right now?
Until the Chiefs get dethroned, I'm going to still go Chiefs. And they still have the best quarterback in the division. They still have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Last time I checked. With that offense, it's hard to say. Now, obviously, you could be dethroned. We've seen divisions with great quarterback play literally go up and down all around in a 5 to 10 year span. But as of right now, I'm still going to say the Chiefs are the best team in that division.
And the Raiders have quietly made some decent moves as well. Mm-hmm. They need help on defense. They signed Chandler Jones to a huge deal. Trade Yannick Ngakoue, get Rakusin back from the Colts. Anthony Averett has experience. I don't really like that signing. He got dusted a ton in Baltimore last year. Jacob Johnson at fullback, Brandon Bolden at running back, you know, just Josh McDaniels bringing in some of his guys. Mac Hollins, a special team signing there too. So the Raiders making small moves, but it's just hard to keep up in this division. And the Raiders just made the playoffs, but I think you kind of have to put them at the bottom of this division because it's Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, and Patrick Mahomes heading these three other teams, right?
Yeah, and if you're the Raiders, as at this point, you're really just thinking about what you can do in this year. Obviously, they've got a new head coach and new GM. And, you know, I'm not sure that they're tying themselves to Derek Carr. Obviously, there's been no extension on the table for him. So they may be thinking more in the future, to be perfectly honest with you. You've got to still put out a competent roster because obviously you can still make the wild card as they were able to do last year. But you're still going to have to be able, you know, you're still thinking with McDaniels and company over there, they may be thinking 2, 3, 4 years down the line.
Now, going over to the NFC here, with the AFC making way more moves, the AFC is harder to win. But looking at the East in particular, nothing has been going on here. I mean, Washington signed Andrew Norvell to replace Brandon Scherf moving. Philly has cut a bunch of guys. The Giants signed Ricky Seals-Jones, Tyrod Taylor, John Feliciano, and Mark Glowinski. So, you know, a couple of cast-offs from Buffalo, re-signing with Brian Daboll, and a couple holes to fill. Dallas has done nothing of note outside of restructuring some of their own guys and losing out on Randy Gregory. Like I said, Philly's cut a bunch of guys. So your thoughts on the NFC East as a whole here, Xavier?
Once again, it just feels like nobody wants to win this conference or to win this division. You know, I'll be perfectly honest with you. Like, the Cowboys, just by default – but when you look at what the decisions that some of the teams have made, nobody feels like they want to take that next step. Washington brings in Carson Wentz. You don't really feel like that was a move that probably moved the pendulum anyway, shape or form, and also letting go Matthew Ioannidis. I think the NFC East for the sixth year in a row is completely up for grabs. And we won't know who's going to win that division until like week 13.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to give it to Dallas right now, like you said. Right. Philly can't contend. I mean,
they have a really big draft coming up, though.
Three first round picks, right? So they can be right in the mix. And Washington, you just never count out Ron Rivera, right? Like,
yes.
I really think, like, you know, Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson got fired, and then you see what Carson Wentz is, and then you go, wow, maybe Doug Peterson was a really good coach, right? Like maybe he really was the QB whisperer. Yeah. And that's why he's in Jacksonville now to help turn Trevor Lawrence around after the big mess that was Urban Meyer. But yeah, I mean, you know, the Cowboys, look, they spent a bunch of money on Zeke, right? They spent a bunch of money on Zach on Dak. So, you know, there's just not a lot of moves to be made, not a lot of affordable moves for Dallas. So you kind of understand them standing pat. These other teams, though, Philly's got cap space. Washington has a little bit. You know, the Giants should have a decent amount last time I looked, I think. So I'm kind of surprised that it's slow-moving, trickling moves coming in for these teams. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be heading to the AFC North to talk about those moves and the rest of the NFC. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm here with my friend, Xavier Trish. Check us out over on CFP Winning Edge. If you guys have not, you guys like college football, our man, Nicholas Ian Allen, owns CFP Winning Edge. We help him with his podcast. The dude does so much great work. And if you are looking for just amazing depth charts, check out his Patreon, patreon.com/CFP Winning Edge. So then you can hear Xavier and I spouting off our college football opinions there once a week on a, you know, usually 2 hour podcast. We've been going under 2 hours recently. We've been hitting the hour and a half marker more often than 2 hours recently. So we slowed it up a little bit, but we are about to climb back into team previews sometime soon. So we'll be crossing that 2 hour threshold again very soon, but please check that out if you would. We are talking about the NFL offseason moves, and we are in the NFC North. I think I said AFC North last time, but we're in the NFC North now. And the biggest move was Aaron Rodgers coming back to Green Bay. That was the biggest move in this division. Not a lot of big moves. I mean, Chicago traded Khalil Mack. They signed Blau Nichols, Nicholas Morrow, Larry Ogunjobi. So they improved their defense a little bit. The second biggest move here might be Jordan Hicks going to the Vikings. Harrison Phillips joins their defensive line as well. Austin Schlottman on their offensive line, probably replacing Mason Cole. And then the Lions signed DJ Chark, which I think is a super underrated move, but yes, they just haven't done anything else. They have, I think I said Houston has a number three pick. Troy has a number two pick, which could be their guy, Aiden Hutchinson, but I kind of think he's going to go to Jacksonville at this point after fixing that O-line. So not a ton of moves in the North. Obviously, the biggest thing is A-Rod coming back to Green Bay. And I guess just because he did, the rest of these teams kind of don't feel like they can win. So why would they spend the money or something? It's kind of weird.
You say that, but then the Vikings extended Kirk Cousins. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, but I think that was more to save cap room.
They were just pushing money down the line. Picks.
Yeah, yeah.
But this division just doesn't care about football. Like, this is the division that's supposed to have like all of the founder teams in the NFL, and they just don't care to give their fan bases any kind of hope going into this year. Chicago should be the team making the most amount of moves. You just lost Allen Robinson. You traded away your draft picks to go up and get Justin Fields. Like, you should be the people that are making moves to make your team a more viable option going into this year. And at this point, what are we talking about? Jakeem Grant being like your guy over there? Like, what's happening? Like, I just don't get
it. Jakeem Grant signed with Cleveland.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening there. They brought in someone who said, I can't remember who it is. Not anybody good. You know, the wide receiver class is very good. So they can absolutely draft someone and, you know, have an answer there. But I'm just a little surprised by the lack of movement here from this division as a whole. Even Green Bay, you know, Green Bay obviously strapped up against that cap, you know, trying to figure out restructuring guys with Aaron Rodgers getting paid and Devontae Adams on the franchise tag. So just a little confusing. Going over to the NFC South, obviously the big news here was Tom Brady coming back to Tampa Bay. That was, you know, just the showstopper in the NFC. The MLB lockout lasted longer than Brady's retirement. And, oh, my God, every single person on Twitter. Yep, Brady can't stand his kids. You know, he retired for 2 days, came back. You know, decided to get back with his team to not have to deal with the kids, but they also, you know, franchise and then re-signed Chris Godwin. They traded for Shaq Mason. They signed Russell Gage. And the latest that we've heard in terms of rumors for Julio is that Brady is recruiting Julio to Tampa Bay. I don't know where he's going to play. You have Evans and Gage and Godwin and Tyler Johnson. So I don't know where Julio would play. You probably just kick Tyler Johnson right out of that starting lineup. And I guess Russell Gage too, but a little surprising. Your Falcons have only signed Casey Hayward. The Panthers have made a couple good moves. Austin Corbett, Deontay Foreman, Rashad Higgins, and Xavier Woods. The Saints signed Marcus May. So not a ton of movement here in this division, but I mean, the Bucs are by far the favorite. They've got to be the only division winner that's a minus right now. I think if you went on the betting books and looked, everyone else would be plus whatever. Maybe Buffalo, it's not. And you know what, Green Bay. We just talked about Green Bay. So I'm going to go look at it while you're talking, but your thoughts on the movements that have been made in the South.
Yeah, I think all the moves are contingent on the Deshaun Watson decision. I'll be completely honest with you. The moves for at least the Falcons and the Panthers, I believe, are solely on the back of whether or not Deshaun Watson decides to go to one of those two teams. I think you'll see the Falcons go heavily into the free agency market, especially on the offensive end, if Deshaun does choose Atlanta. And if you're the Panthers, you probably have your guy now and definitely try to at the very least maybe bring in a couple of offensive line reinforcements just to protect him. The Bucks have made just good move after good move after good move. I don't even know how they got Shaq Mason for so little. That was annoying. I felt like Bill Belichick was like giving his boy like, you know, like a little hometown discount. And I was just like, thanks, Bill. Like, yeah, he loses.
That's what Brady needs is help.
Right.
You know, kind of like when he said unfinished business. Like, dude, you've won 7 Super Bowls and been in the Pro Bowl every single year of your career. Do you really have unfinished business in the NFL? Like,
yes.
Go away. We've had enough. I'm kind of glad he's coming back this year because it'll make Roethlisberger the headliner of his Hall of Fame class. You know, so you won't have to go in after Brady or right before Brady, of course, because Brady would be the closer. But yeah, I mean, I am. By the way, I was completely wrong about the. So the Bucks, they're not even a good minus. They're -160. The Packers are -220 to win the division. The Cowboys are -125. And the Bills are -210. So I was way wrong. I was way off on those. I just haven't been looking, I guess, at the win totals here. But are your Falcons going to make any other moves here, Xavier? Is it Casey Hayward?
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone's just waiting on Deshaun.
Yes, that's what it is? Absolutely. Okay. Yes, I have heard if we are to have Deshaun Watson, you can see us bringing in Jarvis Landry, possibly even Odell Beckham alongside him as well. Juju Smith-Schuster, like we talked about earlier in the show, him as well. You know, digging into that kind of that prove it bag of skill players or your older guys who still have something left in the tank to maximize the weapons around him and going like all defense and whatever draft picks we have left.
Now, the last division here is the NFC West, the Rams, the champs, they signed Allen Robinson maybe an hour before we started recording here. That was a very interesting move. OBJ can still be had, but they have Kupp and Woods too. So I think OBJ is going to be going somewhere else. So we'll see. The Niners have made some nice little moves here. Chevarius Ward My boy Hassan Ridgeway, hook him. Trenton Cannon and Oren Burks to the Niners. The Cardinals signed Jeff Gladney, and then the slew of moves for Seattle. Obviously, Drew Lock, Sheldon Richardson, Noah Fant, all coming over in the Russell Wilson trade, along with a bunch of picks. They also signed Austin Blythe to the offensive line and Chenna Nwosa on as an edge rusher, and Artie Burns as a terrible corner for them. So your thoughts on the moves in the South? Not a lot to talk about here. I mean, the Rams getting, what do you think of Allen Robinson? Let's start there.
Overrated, be perfectly honest with you. I think he gives the Rams an element that they don't have, which could be purely just a jump ball guy, 50-50 winner. You don't have to have the route technicians that you had last year with Odell, Robert Woods, and Cooper Kupp, obviously. So it gives him a little bit more of an ability to stretch the field against just like a one-on-ones and 50-50 balls. But to have the year he had for Chicago and get that kind of money, I wish I could suck in my job for a year and then come back and get a raise of some sort. Like that's
were you one of the best for the 5 years leading up to that? That's my question. Because Robinson,
we've
been
on a podcast together for 3 years. I think I would say I've been one of the best podcast hosts out there in my age bracket. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
I'm 100% for your age bracket. I mean, absolutely. Because you are, is it 17 now? Is that what you're I mean, not a single gray hair on your head yet. So I'm starting to get them in my stupid mustache. So, yeah. And I think Nick is like 3 months younger than me. So there you go. The Seahawks, obviously, anytime you trade, first of all, do you trade Russell Wilson if you're the Seahawks? Because I don't think I do. I think I make him stay. You know, I'm sorry. You signed the long-term deal. You wanted to be here. We gave you the money, and now you're stuck. I know a lot of the problems were because of him, but I think you're stuck after that, right?
No. No. Get out of here. I am not a proponent of holding on to disgruntled quarterbacks, no matter the level.
I'm not with disgruntled players. Disgruntled players, I'm not. Quarterback is different to me because, I mean, I personally like the Mike Tomlin, we prefer volunteers and not hostages, right? That's like a perfect line that first was uttered by Tomlin when talking about Le'Veon Bell, right? So,
I understand.
But quarterback and Hall of Fame quarterback, I think I'm doing whatever I need to make him happy. You know, I obviously, you don't want anyone who doesn't want to be there, but.
Right.
And the sense was that Russell didn't want to be there, but there's no way Russell would not act in a professional manner. He's just that guy. You know, he's one of the few cases. He's not going to be Baker Mayfield, be a crybaby and write stuff on Instagram, you know?
Well, here's my only problem with keeping elite quarterbacks is that your issue with that is that 9 times out of 10, if you cannot build a team around him, you're just going to end up being mediocre for the rest of your time frame. Yeah, he's too good to tank, and he's not, but you guys don't have enough pieces around him to compete. So you end up in a, and especially now that the division is pretty much owned by the Rams, and it looks like the 49ers are going to start, you know, obviously making a run at this. It puts them in a really hard and a really tough situation to say, okay, cool, that's the case. We don't need, we need to go ahead and go 7-10 for the next three seasons with Russell Wilson, and then let him walk as a free agent.
Dude, can you tell me what was with Sean McVay and Aaron Donald both talking about retirement after the Super Bowl? Like, Donald, I would maybe understand a little bit just because, like, you're an NFL player. You're, what, 3-time defensive player of the year or whatever. You just won a ring. You've been in the league 8 years. Your body could be a little bit beat up. And, you know, maybe you want to hang him up and go out on top. Sean McVay is younger than me and just won his first Super Bowl as a head coach. Right. You know, he's not even 40 yet. So I guess maybe if TV was going to pay him $20 million a year to go do Monday Night Football or whatever, which looks like that's going to be Buck and Aikman again. Yep. But, you know, I didn't understand that at all. Did you have any, was there any thought process, or that's just way too young to retire in my eyes?
I mean, I get it for Aaron Donald. Maybe, you know, you understand that you're at the peak of your powers and maybe you want to ride off into the sunset. But for McVay, dude, you just got over the hump. And more importantly, you know, you've got an opportunity to go win another one. Like, you know, like, it's not like you have a mass exodus of players. You've got an opportunity to run it back, you know, and get back to back and really put yourself on another level and put yourself in another stratosphere of coaches if you're able to win back-to-back Super Bowls.
Right. Yeah. And you like you said, you cement your legacy. You know, he could be the best coach ever. He has more than enough runway to go in and pass Bill Belichick. Obviously, you know, not going to win seven with Matt Stafford, but he's going to be pretty solid. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll end out the 3-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. So stick with us right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
You guys here on This Love, you know what that means. It's the end of the 3-hour tour of In This League on Sports Grid. I want to thank Xavier at Xavier Trish, @Xavier_ at Xavier _ @Xavier_ on the Twitter machine to follow him and all of his great work that he does. And I got one more question for you before we let you go, Xavier. Is this, we saw Steve Smith talking about Baker Mayfield yesterday. He said, you know, I don't mind emotional players. I played with my heart on my sleeve. I did lead the league in things other than crying, though. Talked about his triple crown, you know, receptions, yards, and touchdowns that he had. And obviously many, many Pro Bowls for Steve Smith. Much better play than Baker Mayfield ever has been so far in his career. Is this a low blow or is this a truth bomb for Baker Mayfield from Steve Smith on live television there, kind of throwing Baker under the bus?
No, this is absolutely a truth bomb. This is the most truth you can handle. You can't handle the truth, Baker. And the truth is your team wanted a better quarterback. Suck it up. You were, hey, this is coming from a guy who I think over the last 2 years has, I mean, really set himself up for this. You've made more progressive commercials than you have playoff touchdowns. Like you, sir, are the epitome of, you know, showing your face on TV, but then showing your butt on the field. So, like, right at this point, I don't blame Steve Smith for what he said whatsoever. I think it was well within his right to do so, being of the caliber of player that he is. And Baker, wake up, smell the coffee or whatever you drink in the morning. Like, you got to be better, bro.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I love it, obviously. So that's why I asked you. Everyone knows my thoughts on this. Look, I think Baker's taking the shorts a little bit. I think Cleveland has to love this guy. He still won their first playoff game in a million years in Pittsburgh, went into Pittsburgh and beat them. So don't forget that, Browns fans. I know you'll always love him for that. I'll always despise him for that. And also mainly being an Oklahoma guy. But, you know, it is what it is. Guy's going to get replaced. We got to go. We will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everyone. Baseball's back. We got spring training. Football is in high flying motion. We will see you guys next week. Follow us all on Twitter @IsItTheWelsh, @BogmanSports, @Xavier_Trish. We'll see you then. Take it easy, everybody.